Good evening, and welcome to another, I say, exciting session here at Ever Increasing Word Training Center under the apostolic tutelage of Apostle Leroy Thompson. I'm thankful for him, and so should you be. This ministry is another facet of what God put in his heart to train ministers for the days that we presently live in and the days that lie ahead. Tonight, we're going to talk to you about chapters 16 and 17, the fifth and the sixth stages of the end time revival. Stage number five is times of restoration, and then we'll flow right into times of reformation. Let us begin.
The times of restoration
is the inevitable result
of allowing God
to move us forward
into his will
and into his purposes.
The times of restoration
helps us to be fully restored
and to be brought back
into God's original plan. In other words, the way God intended things to be from the beginning. What the first Adam lost, the last Adam restored. So we have no excuse for not coming out, as God said. Because everything that was lost in the fall, y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Was gained in the resurrection. Go ahead.
In these times of restoration,
God restores back to us
all that the devil had stolen from us.
God also restores
all that we have lost
through our own carelessness
and through our own sinful habits.
There are some things
we have forfeited
by virtue of our own foolish decisions and choices
and carelessness.
Not everything
that was stolen from us
is because of the devil.
Sometimes
when we fail to possess
our promised land,
the enemy stays in
and acts like a squatter
on our inheritance.
In other words, he tried to take possession of what's rightfully ours.
You listening?
God not going to drive him out.
God don't drive the enemy out.
We are to drive the enemies out.
When Abraham in Genesis chapter number 15, when he was cutting covenant with God, and God had told him to lay down those sacrifices for the covenant that he was going to cut with him, the Bible talks about the birds of prey coming to steal away the sacrifices. But Abram drove those birds of prey away. Are you listening? So when the enemy tries to come in and prey on us, we have to drive him away. We have the power. We have the authority. Go ahead, daughter.
In the times of restoration,
we also receive
much more
than we have lost.
In 2 Kings chapter 8,
verses 1 through 6,
the king restored to the widow
all that she hath lost
in those 7 years,
and also all
that she could have gained
if she had continued to stay there.
So in other words, in restoration, you get more than what you lost.
Not only do you get back what was lost, God adds something here in New Orleans we call land yap.
Go ahead.
God is
the God of restoration.
The enemy don't want you to know that. He wants you to think God mad at you.
your whole life. No, God say, I will restore to you that which the canker worm and the palmer worm, you listening, stole from you. Years of your life that was stolen. Years of health and wealth lost because of a lack of revelation knowledge and a lack of apostolic government in the church. Go ahead.
And God always restores.
And God always restores
more than what we have lost.
A, areas of divine restoration. Number one, man.
Redeemed man.
Redeemed man. Redeemed man. Now see, the book says will be fully restored, right? Dr. Walker say, let's come up to the now. Redeemed man has been fully restored
to the image
and the likeness of Christ. You know what I can say now? It's already done.
Yeah.
It's a finished work.
Yeah.
See, even in communicating and our language and how we communicate, we can put off for the future what God has done in the now. We must get out of this paradigm of this mindset of trying to achieve versus believe and receive what he had already done. Man has already been redeemed. Scriptures say you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but you were what? Bought, or you were purchased with a price, and that price was the precious blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Adam lost his glory. And potential.
And Adam even lost his potential
to become God's son.
Christ not only recovered what Adam lost,
also gained more,
but he also gained more
than what Adam could have achieved,
if he had not sinned.
In Christ,
the redeemed man
not only gains
all that Adam hath lost, but he also gains
all that Christ have accomplished
and achieved. The redeemed man
is restored in
his spirit.
A new spirit is given to him.
A new spirit. What I said? A new spirit, not an old one. A new spirit is given him.
B.
His image and his likeness.
God's nature is in him.
God's divine nature is in man.
C.
Spiritual relationship.
He cries,
Abba, Father. God is my daddy.
Yeah.
Every believer need to know that. God is your father.
Yeah.
As an apostolic believer in this school of ministry, we are training you to go to him for yourself. He's your daddy,
yeah.
Your father,
yeah.
Your God,
yeah.
Your redeemer.
Yes.
Go ahead.
D.
Spiritual dominion. We're here to dominate.
We are anointed. As kings and priests.
We are anointed as kings and priests in this life.
Yes.
E.
Spiritual maturity. He can now go on to perfection.
See, in spiritual maturity, we can now go on to what? Perfection, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. What is perfection? The measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ. That's perfection. When we understand in this life, we can mature to becoming Christ in the earth realm. Good God Almighty. Go ahead.
F.
Prosperity.
The Lord work with them.
And confirmed their words.
With signs and wonders.
Now, prosperity is more than spiritual prosperity. No, we're talking about real prosperity. We're talking about what it takes to function in this earth realm. That's why in this apostolic school of ministry, money cometh. You can't be ashamed of God's prosperity. You listening? There is such a thing as the gospel of prosperity. Yeah. Because all of God's word is pregnant with prosperity and peace and increase and opulence and abundance. You listening? Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, the scripture testifies of him. You listening? Go ahead.
G.
Destiny.
It becomes the channel of God.
To be a blessing to what? All mankind. So when I am fulfilling my destiny and we are fulfilling our destinies, we're causing all mankind to be blessed because the only God they see is the God in us.
That's right. That's right.
Go ahead.
Number two.
Truth.
God is restoring truth. Which he once entrusted to his church.
Over the last 500 years or so,
God has been progressively revealing
to us the truth,
which we now call
restorational truths.
The Holy Spirit
is teaching apostolic believers
day by day.
The aspects of truth
that are relevant for our lives.
The Holy Spirit.
The
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Jesus said in St. John 16, 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will lead. And he will guide you into what?
All truth.
See, the Holy Spirit can't take us into a lie. Because it's impossible for God to lie. Are you listening? No, God is not a liar. Lying is attributed to man. God is not a man that he should lie. There you go. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Numbers 23:19. Had God said it, had God spoken it, and shall not God perform it? One of the greatest attributes or characteristics of the Father that we serve is that he keeps his word. He's not a covenant breaker. Go ahead.
He is the Spirit of truth.
And there is no lie. Deception
or evil.
Did you hear that? God is not good and evil. Go ahead.
Those who receive him
will have his nature of truth
and
his nature of integrity inside of them.
B.
The Holy Spirit
will guide us into all the truth.
He will teach us on everything
that is relevant to life
and godliness. And that comes through what? The knowledge of him who have called us to glory and virtue. That's 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. But here's something else I want to impart to you this evening. You need to understand that truth is not found in the church. Oh, Lord, y'all gonna cuss now. Don't be cussing. Pick up your coffee cup. Truth is not found in a church. It's found in a person. Jesus said, St. John 14 and 6, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh to the Father except he come by me. St. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So in two places, truth is a person. Grace is a person. Prosperity is a person. Abundance is a person. It's not a job. Go ahead. God does not only teach us. That's the Holy Spirit does not only teach us the spiritual aspects of life,
but
every aspect of life can be found in the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2, 9, 10, and 11.
He is the educator.
He is the educator. And he is the instructor
of all
knowledge. If we dare and care to believe.
See.
The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit never speaks on his own initiative, but whatsoever he hears, that's what he speaks. So when you hear the term, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, you listening? The first place you encounter faith is through hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
The Holy Spirit
is the revealer of Christ's spoken words
to us.
Hold up. That's St. John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Go ahead.
This is the
revealed truth.
The Holy Spirit
is the person who brings us
the heavenly manna,
and he reveals to us
the heavenly blueprint.
Once again, St. John 16, you read it 13 through about verses 16, and then you have 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 11.
What transpires
between the Father and the Son
is made
or known or revealed to us
by the Holy Spirit.
Without the Holy Spirit,
the Father's relationship
with the Son
cannot be understood.
You want to know why? It's in another realm.
You listening?
It's in another realm.
It's in the realm of the Spirit.
You listening?
See, you could be born a natural son.
You can have all of the male parts saying, well, this is a male child.
You listening?
In the body of Christ, we say we're born again.
You listening?
You listening?
But you got to go farther.
It's more than just be born again.
You listening?
He that is born of the flesh is flesh.
He that born of the Spirit is spirit.
There's another birth.
That birth is called being led by the Spirit.
For as many, Romans 8, 14, as are led by the Spirit of God.
Oh, here it goes.
They are the sons of God.
For as many as are what?
Led.
If you're not led,
you listening?
Then you can't be fed.
Because he wants to feed you sonship.
Go ahead.
The Holy Spirit
reveals to us
the Father's love
for the Son.
Oh my goodness.
Now that's something we all could take home.
We don't know how much God loves us.
That's why we get robbed.
Because love pays no attention to a suffered wrong.
Why would God tell me that?
To function in this life, not paying attention to a suffered wrong, when all the enemy try to point out to us is what we do wrong.
Shandai hookum hasai.
Oh, mama, my knee hurt. Can I get a new pair of sunglasses? Go ahead.
D.
The
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit
speaks.
The Holy Spirit only speaks that which he hears from the Father and the Son.
This is called
the present truth.
Faith always rests upon the now words of Christ.
In other words, faith is designed for the present moment.
That's why in Hebrews 11 and 1 it says,
now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence, the proof of what you cannot see.
You listening?
Yes. Now faith is.
So when God appeared unto Abram in Genesis chapter number 12, guess what it say?
Now, The Lord had said to Abram, no matter what you've been going through on that side, sir, here's your now moment. I'm about to give you a now word. Faith is full of instruction that if you follow these now instructions, I will bring you into a place of prominence. I'll make your name great. I'll cause you to be a blessing. I'll bless those that bless you and curse him that curse you. And in you, all families of the earth would be blessed. I can do that. But I need now. I need your present moment faith. Follow my instruction. Leave your kindred. Leave your country. Leave your kindred. Leave your father's house. See, we like to talk about faith, but we don't understand faith as instruction. Go ahead.
The Holy Spirit
gives us the right
words, gives us the right
words
of the season,
and helps us to stay in tune
with, God's heavenly agenda.
E,
the Holy Spirit
discloses
unto us
things
that are to come.
It says he will
show you
things to come.
So there's
no sense of,
you know, people
get all upset
when they
see the signs
of the end of
the age
and start
like Chicken Little.
What you crying for?
God
say in the last
days perilous
times would come.
So when they
show up,
we shouldn't
be surprised.
You
listening?
Yes, sir.
Because
he shows us
things
to come.
Go ahead.
He is
the revealer.
Of
all prophetic
truths,
we can know
the future
only if
we listen
attentively
to him.
Here's another thing
you can do.
You can take
your faith
and go
into the future
and make
it your now.
I don't
have time for that.
That's another
class.
Not in this
class. Go ahead.
He
who hath an
ear to hear,
let
him hear,
watch this,
what the Spirit,
watch this,
saith,
not say,
saith.
That
means the Holy
Spirit is
constantly
speaking.
He's
constantly
saying
because
he's always
in the
present
moment,
the now.
Go ahead.
Number three,
the church.
God
is restoring the church
to her
fullness of capacity.
God
is restoring the
church's relationship
and
establishing
the church
in
intimacy.
The
church is
learning to walk
as
his bride.
God
is restoring
the ministry
of the church
and
the minister
are
rising up in
power
and purity.
They are becoming God's
mouthpiece.
They are
becoming God's mouthpiece
as
they walk in the
anointing
of
the prophets.
God is
restoring her
capacity
for
service. That's the
church.
As the
church learns
to minister
unto him
as
a priest.
God is
restoring the church.
Its militancy.
God is
restoring to the
church its
militancy.
Causing
the church
to
violently push back,
the gates of hell.
Thank you.
Violently.
Oh, Jesus,
y'all ain't gonna like it.
The church
is not here.
You listening?
To
prevail against
hell.
That's poor
theology.
You listening?
The
church should be on
offensive.
Because
Satan
can't prevail
against
the revelation
knowledge
that's given to
the church.
Jesus
said,
upon this
rock,
the rock
of what?
Revelation.
That
I am the Christ.
That I am
the Son
of the
living God.
I will
build
my
church,
and
the very
gates of
hell
shall not
prevail
against it.
How have
the church went
from
saying the
enemy can't
prevail against
it
to, oh, we
got to pray against
the devil?
Shundai.
Go ahead.
The church learns to walk
and the kingly anointing.
In these last days,
the church will rise above
the power
and the glory
of the church
in the book of Acts.
The church which began
in the book of the Acts of the Holy Ghost through the apostles
will climax
in the latter glory
prophesied by the
prophets.
The church will become
the church is
the expression
of the fullness of God.
You notice I'm talking in the now.
The church is
not gonna be.
See, we got to change all this language.
You understand?
Go ahead.
Chapter 17,
times of reformation.
Number one,
the times of reformation
has to deal with the reforming of the structure,
purpose,
and the belief system
of the church.
The new wine
will require
a new wineskin.
There's going to be a restoration
of apostolic structure
and apostolic
government within
the church.
Now, I want you to take
these four things down,
because the scriptures
teach us that all
scripture is given by
the what?
Inspiration of
God, and is
profitable for what?
Doctrine,
for reproof,
for
correction,
and for what?
Instruction,
right?
And righteousness.
Now watch this.
What is doctrine?
Write this down.
It's going to be on the
quiz.
The doctrine is what?
The
established
order
of God.
Can't get around it.
God has
an established way
that he does
things.
You listening?
Number two,
for what?
Reproof.
What is reproof?
The dismantling
of what?
Erroneous
thinking
and teaching.
It's
all got to be what?
Dismantled.
I don't care
what church you come from.
When you come
to this school of ministry,
you don't come to
teach apostle.
Oh,
okay, I'm sorry.
Then
number three,
we have what?
Correction.
What is correction?
The assimilation
of truth
where at?
In our
thought process,
right?
And then
we have
instruction
in righteousness,
which is the
systematic
application
of God's
word
in our thought
processes.
Okay?
That will be
on the test and
on the exam.
I'm letting you know.
If you fail
it, then you
need to.
Go ahead.
Apostolic
wisdom
is
being released upon
the church
to help
the church to become
more committed
to
eternal
values
and purposes.
God's
wisdom
is
building the church
to
become a
formidable
fortress
made
impregnable
to
satanic
invasion.
In other words, the enemy
can't penetrate the
church.
Go ahead.
Number two.
The times of reformation
has to
do with the
reforming of
the society
that's
around us.
The
revival brings
God's
consciousness
upon
society.
This
creates an awareness
of God
and his
requirements
upon
mankind.
When
the revival breaks
out
upon
society,
crime rates drop
in that society.
So hold up.
So
people talking about
crime,
night out against
crime.
Well, what's the
problem?
The church?
No,
the police
officer, no.
The church.
Hell
cannot prevail
where the
gospel is preached.
Go ahead.
B.
Moral values
are upheld
as bars,
brothels,
and clubs
are seen closing.
Now, well, it won't close down
if the Christian.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Go ahead.
C.
C. Marriage is held in honor.
And family values are restored.
Hollywood standards
are opposed.
And they are no longer held
as the normal standard.
Y'all know that's, you think about that in our society today. You listening? They want to bring everything into the church. You listening? That cannot be so. You listening? I'll say it again. That cannot be so. Go ahead.
D.
Dramatic changes in lives.
Where sinners are transformed.
Into holy saints.
Yeah.
E.
Much community work.
And projects.
Get organized.
And people begin.
To relate.
And, help each other
and to help each other.
With their respective jobs.
F.
Politicians.
Mayors.
And council members.
Are seen dwelling more with the people.
Then in meeting rooms or stand in the White House.
There's such a fear of God.
And integrity.
In office.
Among these dignitaries.
G.
The spiritual climate.
And the atmosphere over the cities.
Is conducive.
For widespread.
Evangelistical efforts.
Revival meetings
become the talk of the city.
And there is very little organized opposition
or persecution
that takes place.
Number three,
the times of Reformation
are also times
when breakthroughs
in science, medicine,
and literature
takes place.
It is also times
when music breaks forth
into its relevant mode,
fitting the culture of that generation.
Many scientific
and medical breakthroughs
happen
during the supernatural visitations
of God
upon
the society.
Natural developments
and financial prosperity
comes together with revival.
Many inventions
that break through
out of deep necessity
is also seen invented.
Books
and literature
are widely distributed
on what God is doing
and the teaching
of biblical truths
are also widely circulated.
And number four,
the times of Reformation
are times
when the whole society
is so deeply affected
by the spiritual outpouring
that their business dealings
becomes godly.
A greater level of integrity
is seen
while dealing with one another.
Often a high level of sacrifice
and generosity
is seen during
the times of revival.
The times of Reformation
often sees
a proper distribution of food
and bare necessities
to those
who are less fortunate
in society.
The widows and the orphans
are given proper care.
Social care
and concern for the poor
rates up high
during the times of Reformation.
And next week, study, because you will have exams. Enjoy your evening.